Welcome to the Every Nation New Jersey podcast. Every Nation exists to help people know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New Jersey and beyond. Enjoy the talk.
We're going to go get in our book, Luke chapter 1, and our text. In the series, we've been in the book of Luke, and this Luke is just a normal person like you and I. It's a man that just wanted to know who God was, and he wanted to investigate. But along the way, how do you know when you're investigating God, trying to find out who he is, God can touch you? And all of a sudden, he says, you know, but as I've heard about how Matthew and Mark and John have written, I want to write too. See, back then, they didn't have a TMZ. They didn't have TMZ, so you couldn't just get any old kind of message out there. You know, you had to go and you had to scribe this stuff. And so some of the theologians said Luke, they believe that Luke spoke to the mother of Jesus, that he spoke to Mary. That's why his book is so detailed. And so, man, he's getting it from the horse's mouth, if you will, the truth. And how he's speaking is, it's amazing because his penmanship is so detail-oriented. So as we start in Luke chapter 1, we're going to be in verse 5. We're going to learn about the people by the name of Zechariah and Elizabeth. And how God is faithful. See, when God says he's going to do something, it's always on his time, not on our time. But when he says it, it's going to happen. So Father, in these brief moments, I just pray that you give us the grace and the strength to get through this sermon and have fun, laugh, cry, shout. Most of all, Lord, that we will not be the same way we came in. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So here it is, Luke. Jesus' life. The beauty of Jesus is this, is that the prophecies have been spoken years in advance. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Malachi, these prophets were all pointing to this moment. And what I love the most about God is that it says in Titus 1:2 that he's a God that can't lie. He can't lie. And it says here, starting in verse 5, it says, in the day of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah in the division of Abijah, and had a wife from the daughters of Aaron. Her name was Elizabeth. They were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blameless in the commandments and requirements of the Lord, but they had no child. Because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both advanced in years. Now it happened that while he was performing his priestly service before God in his appointed order of division, his division, verse 9, according to the customs of the priestly office, he was chosen by lot to enter to the temple of the Lord to burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were in the hour of the prayer outside of the hour of incense offering. Verse 11, an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled when he saw an angel, and fear gripped him. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your petition has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear your son, and you will give him a name, and his name will be John. You will have great joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. Luke's penmanship was strong, because he came out speaking about Herod. And what was significant about this was that it not only showed that this story was true, because Herod was a real man, but it also explained that during this time it was very turbulent because Herod was a ruthless dictator. And so whoever he's speaking to, they can relate. Man, yeah, it was crazy back then. Zechariah, priest. This man is a long lineage from the descendant of Aaron, one of the sons of Aaron, excuse me. And the beauty of it is that Zechariah and Elizabeth, their names and people's names had meaning. And Zechariah's name meaning was the Lord remembered. The Lord remembered. And here's this man that says that he and his wife, Elizabeth, which means pledged to God. This woman's pledged. He's being remembered. And the beauty of it is this, is that it said that they walk uprightly before God and man blamelessly. That meant that they were doing all that they were supposed to do. They were going to their connect group. You know what? They were going to the growth track. Man, they were praying. They were reading. They were doing all the things that God called them to do, but not just secretly. They were doing it openly. Not only that, but they were also doing it in a way that was honoring to God, because back then people were taking the word and twisting it to put a yoke on people. But they were doing it uprightly and blameless and was honoring God. And so here it is, the scene is set. Man, it's been 400 years of silence. Nobody's speaking. Man, you thought it was long waiting for Meek Mill to drop this week. Man, it was long. It was long. Some of y'all Meek Mill is a rapper. You know, go back. I know some of y'all was waiting. Y'all was waiting. Oh, he's dropping, you know. Verse 4, track 4. Oh, Lord, I'm just telling you. Anyway, he said that blameless and upright before the Lord. And the beauty of it was this, is that sometimes when God is getting ready to do something, it's going to get quiet. I've learned that over the years. When God is getting ready to do something great, when God is getting ready, it's going to go quiet. It's going to be a hush. And I've always learned to say, you know what? God is getting ready to do something big. And here this man, being diligent and faithful. See, the Bible says that God rewards those who diligently seek Him. Now, the difference in them and some people is that they remain diligent and they remain faithful in the midst of the negativity and the bad that was going on in their life. Because you got to understand was, Elizabeth couldn't have a baby. And for a woman not to be able to have a child, it was shameful. It was bad on the man because he had no lineage, no legacy to pass down. And for her, it was shame. Maybe something's wrong with her. What kind of a sin did you do? So they're walking around with this dark cloud on their head, but who cares? We still want to serve the Lord. And that's the beauty of God. If you can get that this morning, is that no matter what hell throws at you or I, if you stay the course and you remain faithful to Him, He will remain faithful to you.
Amen.
Blameless. No child. But yet God is still looking to honor and use people. How many people have ever prayed a prayer and forgot the prayer? Man, you prayed a prayer and you forgot. You know, sometimes God will let you and I get to our wits' end where there's no way. Just like we sang that song, God, You made a way. He'll wait till the bank account is low. He'll wait till the marriage is about to break apart. He'll wait until the child is ready to leave out of your house. He'll wait till that moment and then He'll intervene. He'll step right in. And here came the moment, because it was a high privilege for Zechariah to go into the incense of the Holy of Holies, excuse me, and burn these incense. It was a privilege. It was about 27 divisions and about 18,000 priests that were looking to get this opportunity to do this. And the lot fell on him that day to go in and to burn these incense. And I can imagine the joy that was on him to be able to go in and do this, because it's an honor. It's an honor to be able to step into the presence of God. But the key is this: you can't come to God any old kind of way. And I need you to get that this morning. Sometimes we come to God any old kind of way. But you know what? It's important to always remember, He's holy, I'm not. He's just, I'm not. He's the Creator, and I'm the created. He's almighty, and I'm not. But it's okay, I can come to Him in a different way. See, the old covenant, man, they had to come in and, you know, he had to wash. Do all this ceremonial stuff. Man, it was so bad that if you did it wrong, they had a rope tied to you as you go in. Because if you messed up going in there, if you did something off, it was immediate death. So they got this little bells on his leg, and you know, he's going in there and just making sure, man, hey, bro, make sure when I'm in there, you know, if you don't see the shaking, if I'm not, just wait, I'm scared. I'm happy, but I'm scared at the same time. But thank goodness for Jesus Christ, amen?
Yes.
Because of Jesus in us, we can come boldly to the throne of grace at any time. I don't have to worry about a rope. I don't have to worry about anything. He says, come boldly to the throne of grace. Because what God sees in us is His Son, Jesus Christ. So whatever happened in the old covenant, no, it's all fulfilled in the new covenant through Christ Jesus. Anybody got children in here? You know when you got your private moment, when you're in the bathroom, you know, you just take care of business, and all of your kids kick the door in. Hey, I need some milk. You know, what's going on in here? You know, they don't care. Maybe you and the wife, you know, husband, y'all, you know, bedroom, and y'all, and all of a sudden, hey, I need a ride. Wait, time out. You know, what's going on around here? They don't care. They don't care. That's how we now, in the new covenant, can come before God. You know what, I'm coming, look, I'm broken, I'm hurt, I'm messed up, I got stuff going on in my life, it's jacked, it's ugly, it's a mess, but you know what, I can come boldly. I can come boldly to the throne of grace to find help in the time of need. Yeah. So now here Zechariah is in this moment, and this angel appears to him as he's burning incense, and the penmanship of Luke was so detailed, this is how it's factual. Because the angel was standing to the right of the altar, and the only person who would have known that is Zechariah, who told Elizabeth, who told Mary. And he's scared. How many of y'all be scared if an angel showed up? I'd be scared. I was in the AT&T store the other day, and my son getting his phone fixed, and this scary movie was on. In the AT&T, it's right there, just blaring, and I'm trying to keep my head. I'm looking how you get in the movie, and it was like the possession of Annabelle. I'm like, man. Nate's like, damn, let's watch that. I'm like, bro, no, I'm going, I gotta sleep tonight. I'm scared. I go home, and you know, I'm looking around, and I'm looking all under my bed. I'm scared. And I'm thinking, if something shows up, you know, just unexpectedly, like, you know, you open the door and the dog's sitting, how'd the dog get in there, you know? An angel shows up. He's just like, what do I do? Because back then when an angel showed up, sometimes it wasn't good news. But he did say, hey, you're highly favored. And I got to give you some instructions. You're getting ready to have a son. And he's going to do something great. And this is what I need us to understand is this. When God shows up unexpectedly, because we should be in the Word, we should know, man, this is getting ready to happen. But one thing I've learned over time is that I have to stay ready so I don't have to get ready. I got to stay ready so I don't have to get ready. Because I never know when God's going to answer that prayer. I never know when God's going to show up. I never know when God's going to deliver the word. I don't know when God's going to say, go here, go there, do this, do that. I have to stay ready so I don't have to get ready. And the thing about this was that, man, you know what? He was a little ready, but he wasn't all the way ready. You know what I mean? He was like, I believe it, but I'm scared. I want to believe, but I'm not. All doubt is a wrestle with faith. It's so you're wrestling. It's like, man, I believe this, but wait a minute. My wife, she's old. It ain't been too much fellowship going on with her now, you know. It's kind of been cold in the bedroom, you know. I'm just telling you. It's not going to happen. He's like, wait a minute. I am Gabriel, and I stand in the presence of God. And I'm giving you a message. Now, the first point I want to make this morning is this. Is that, number one, you have to choose to believe. Number one is this. You have to understand that God is faithful. Bring that up, please. God is faithful. The Bible says in Titus 1:2, it says God is a God and he cannot lie. In Malachi 4:6, 5 and 6, it says this, that God was going to send somebody in the spirit of Elijah, and that he was going to turn the hearts of the children to the father and the father to the children. And that happens to be the son that Elizabeth is getting ready to birth. That this young child is going to be the one to turn the children of Israel back to God. And God has chosen this couple. Now, when God said he was going to do it, he didn't say how he was going to do it. And the key about getting the word, saints, is this. You never know when the word goes forth over your life how it's going to get done. See, as people, we like to paint. Well, if God said this, then it's going to go down like that. If God said this, it's going to happen that way. No. God takes the foolish things to confound the wise. And the reason he likes to do that is because he wants you to know, no matter a shadow of a doubt, that he's going to get all the praise going on when this thing gets done. There's no way you can touch it. There's no way you can say, well, I did this, or I did that, or I gave this, or I gave that. No, God alone did it. God alone did it. And the beauty of it is when God does it, nobody can undo it. So if you allow God to be your blessing and do what he needs to do, you'll see he's faithful The next scripture verse I have is in Psalms 86:11. It said that God withholds nothing good from those who walk uprightly. And I need you to understand this. Keep being faithful. Keep coming to church. Keep reading your Bible. Keep praying. Keep doing those little things that nobody else wants to do. Keep doing that. Because I promise you this, eventually something good will happen. You know, when I came here, I didn't know what to do. I just, man, Pastor Adam, I'm just going to drive around in the car with you. And man, you know what? I'm from the South, and it's hot. I'm a tropical man. I like the sun. I'm just, and I give him Pastor Adam, he's a hockey man. He likes to ride with the windows down during January, and I'm freezing. And I'm like, bro, I love you. And he's like, I love you too. Let me put a little heater or heat seat on. God help me. But it's amazing when you're walking with somebody and you're carrying each other's burdens, and I'm listening to his heart for his children and his wife, and I'm believing with him. And I've watched the faithfulness of God manifest in his life. This building, you in the seats, what's going on in Lehigh Valley, it's the faithfulness of God. And then I get a sister, red hair. I never thought I had a red-headed sister. All of a sudden, she's there loving on me, taking care of me. Then I got a big brother, you know, a guy by the name of Jimmy. He giving me brownies. I'm like, man, this looks like this. I'm in paradise. Watching them, you know, see the miracles happen over their family and over their life, and seeing the great things and how God has raised this woman up to do great things and to pastor the women of this church. God is good. He's faithful. He's faithful. And if he's faithful in the front row, he'll be faithful to those in the middle and in the back row as well. But you got to stay consistent with the Lord. He's faithful. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Y'all right out there? Man, y'all quiet today. Number two, choose to believe. Angel presents something to him. He could have believed or not. He chose not to believe. The blessing's going to come regardless. God's going to do what he has to do. He'll either use you or he'll use somebody else. The one thing I learned early on in my walk with the Lord is to say, yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Even if it don't make sense to me. You're going to Jersey. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I'll go. I'll go. It was scary, but I went. And you know what's amazing is everything that I needed at the time was right here waiting for me, but I didn't know that. I didn't know that ahead of time. I didn't know that I was going to inherit some golden retrievers that taught me how to get low. That's the inside joke for the family. It's amazing that when you get here, the people that stand with you. But I had to believe. I had to believe that it was going to get better. Sometimes you think that you get so focused in the right now that you could lift your head up and see what's ahead.
Right.
It does say that he is the lifter of our heads. It's not always going to be bad. It says this in Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, it says to trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he'll direct your path. Now this, there's some things I don't understand. It just does not make sense. But if I choose to believe, then as I choose to believe and as I take steps of faith, things begin to work out. And you know what? The miracle was this. They closed the mouth of Zechariah. He said, man, you just be quiet. You don't get to talk until the baby's born. You don't get to tell nobody. No cigars for your boys, nothing. I'm going to do this. Comes out of the thing, you know, the temple. They looking at him. Well, he was in there for a long time. They said they was restless, you know. Kim's taking long today. Why she singing so much? She need to be quiet. She might go to eat something after church. But you know what's so funny? In the midst of worship, in the midst of taking time, in the midst of all the things that we want to hurry up and get out of, somebody next to you begin to break through.
Yes.
So here this man is in there. He's taking time. He's in there. And all he's getting his miracle. He's getting his breakthrough. You got people outside grumbling. That's why I say, you know what? There's nothing greater than being in the presence of God. Because in the presence of God, there's fullness of joy. In the presence of God, anything can happen. in the presence of God with miracles, signs, and wonders. So Lord, take as long as you want. Do what you need to do. Because as I'm in here in your presence, something supernatural will be taken care of at my house, or my job, or my home, or my kids, as I'm in your presence. Don't rush God. Don't rush him. So he comes out, and you know, he's looking around, and the thing I remember is staying the course in Psalms 37:23, it says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly, and he delights in every detail in their lives, every detail. See, God is a God of details. Things that you think won't happen, he's a great chess player. He'll move this around and put this here, and then all of a sudden it's checkmate. Details. Zachariah, Elizabeth is getting ready to have a baby. There ain't no way. Oh yeah, she's getting ready to have a baby. Matter of fact, when you go home, good things are gonna happen. And it says that she conceived a child. Now how many know what made her feel happy now? Because God don't just deal with the husband. He's gonna take care of the wife and spouse. He's not just about the spouse and the husband. He's gonna be about the children. He's gonna come in and be a blessing. And you know what? She began to rejoice and began to give God praise. And my last point is this, is that God is good. The Bible says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those that he's redeemed out of the hand of the enemy from the north, south, east, and west. See, God is a God of detail. He can see you wherever you are. It doesn't matter if you're in Newark. It don't matter if you're moving. It don't matter if you're Rockaway, a Patcom. Wherever you live, he can see you. And the thing is this, is God will reach out of eternity and step into your life and do something great. There's three types of times, and I'm closing. There's chronos, which is normal to our watch time. It's like, you know, I know what time it is. There's kairos, and there's the opportune time. There's a time where it's like, man, I got to seize the moment, that carpe diem. I got to get it while it's here. But then this last time, and if you remember, the angel told, Gabriel told Zechariah, at the appointed time, she's going to conceive. And let me tell you something about this word called playroom. Playroom is a supernatural time. It's a time that doesn't matter if the devil himself is standing between you and your miracle. God is still going to get it to you.
Amen.
And it's a time now in 2018 where I believe in this church that there's been a lot of prayers that have been going up to the altar of God. And God has been hearing those prayers just like you heard Zechariah and Elizabeth's prayers. And now it's your turn for God to intervene in your life and do what God's